Hello, hello everyone. Welcome back to Surviving Grief. I pray that everyone has had an amazing week and is off to a good start for this week. And again, as always, I would like to thank everyone all over the world who tunes into my broadcast, and I pray that it is helping someone, because my goal is to let others know that this mountain can be moved. I thank God because God is keeping me, and you know, every day it gets a little bit better. And, you know, a lot of times I was thinking about when Peter walked on the water and he was okay until he took his eyes off of Jesus. When he took his eyes off of Jesus, then he began to sink. And, you know, if I can tell you anything today, keep your eyes on Jesus. And I know, you know, everybody's, you know, had their it, you know, and whatever your it is, just keep your eyes on Jesus. You know, trusting that he who is the author and the finisher of you, of your faith, of your journey, that he's able to bring you out. You know, I have realized, you know, when God has you in a season of isolation and, you know, and you just get in tune with where God is taking you. And I've had to, you know, be vulnerable. I had to relinquish my, you know, when things are not going like you want them to go, or nothing's happening, and you kind of, you know, lose your faith a little bit and wonder where God is and all of this. And, you know, there are times that I felt like that. And now I've just, you know, begin to relax, knowing that God is in full control. And it's crazy because, you know, in life we see that things aren't, you know, going the way we want, no matter how we try to manipulate it, maneuver it, fix it, or whatever. And, you know, sometimes we still can be reluctant to give it to God. And most of the time it's because we want God to do things our way and not his way. You know, we want God to lean over to where we're going. Again, bless what we're trying to do because it's what we want. And, you know, I realize, you know, now God is like, I got this. I've never needed your help, you know. But today's episode is called You Can Make It on Broken Pieces. And I was reading Acts 27 verses 42-44. And it was, you know, when Peter and them were on the boat, and the boat, it was in the midst of a storm, and the boat, you know, came apart. And, you know, they were saying, you know, those who can swim, swim. But those who can't, they got on some planks and parts of the ship, and everybody made it to shore. And when I, you know, got into it, and I was like, you know, God, thank you, because, you know, I'm making it. Although it's broken pieces, I'm making it to shore. And you know, I'm, even though I'm on, you know, even though it's broken pieces, God is using the broken pieces to carry me to shore, to my destiny. And I begin to look at that and just begin to thank God, because, you know, everything is definitely not like I want it. You know, I want, you know, things to go my way. I want, you know, I want to be where, you know, I want to be. And God is saying, you will, but in my timing, not your timing, Cheryl. And you have to trust me and let me do what I need to do for you. Because I'm realizing that what God giveth, he addeth no sorrow to it. You know, so are the pieces broken in many places in my life, I feel? Yes, they are. But I'm going to hold on to the broken pieces, because I'm realizing that it's the broken pieces that's going to carry me to shore. It's going to lead me into the perfect place that God has for me. And, you know, I was telling my prayer partner the other day, you know, you say, God, I want what you want for me. And, you know, when I thought about that thing, I'm like, you tell God you want what I want, what you want for me. You better prepare, because be prepared, because it's not going to be a cakewalk. You know, you might have to cry, you know, along the way, because, you know, God is, you know, moving the pieces around. And originally I had named this podcast, Make Room. But, you know, when you're asking God to, yeah, God, I want what you want for me. Yeah, God is going to move some people, some things, some places, you know, out the way. Because he knows that if he's there, she's there, this job is there, you know, this thing is there, then I can't get them to where I need them to be. Will it hurt sometimes? Yes, it hurts. And, you know, I thought about, you know, when I was reading the scripture, I was like, because Cheryl can't swim. So I'm going to have to grab on to the broken pieces of the ship. Find a plank to float on until I get to shore. And, you know, when I looked at that, I see how God did that. You know, he still, in his love and wisdom, made a way for them to all survive, a way for them to escape the storm, whether they could swim or not. You know, and God is such a loving God that, you know, he will make the way in the wilderness. And, you know, I thought about the Israelites when they were in the wilderness and they wandered in the wilderness for so long. But God, being who he is, their shoes were still good after 40 years. God didn't allow them to be in the wilderness raggedy. He did it to, you know, teach them some things. And, you know, at some point you got to dummy up. And, you know, I've said, you know, God, I'm tired of being in the wilderness. I done wandered in the wilderness too long. It's time to come up out of this space. And again, you know, life is life, but God is always God, no matter what we're facing, you know, no matter what we're going through. And my friend Tony, he often say, let God be God. And, you know, we said, and okay, but now I'm really looking at that and I'm like, yeah, let God be God. Because if he needed your help, I'm quite sure he would solicit it, but he don't need your help. Like, you done messed it up. You done it your way. Like, just take your hands off of it. And, you know, I've realized that that God is just, you know, it's, you know, them, whether they could swim or had to grab onto a piece of the ship to make it to shore, you know, it's just showing God's protection and mercies, even in a dangerous situation. And, you know, sometimes, you know, God brings us through things, and sometimes we know the danger. And then there are times that God brings us through and we never knew the danger. But, you know, I'm learning to thank God for not giving me what I thought I wanted. And sometimes, you know, we want things and people and places, and you know, God is trying to tell us, you know, I got something better for you. You know, you might lay awake at night, you might cry, but if you trust me and let me lead you to your purpose and to your destiny, I can show you that everything that you've been through, in the end, you will see why I had to take this away, why I had to take that away. And, you know, during this walk with God and where God has taken me, I've had to, like, relax. Because if you've ever been that person that carried the weight of the world on their shoulder and got so many hats to wear and trying to make everything happen while trying to keep your sanity, while trying to hold everything together, including your mental, you know, to honestly be able to just relax and just sit back and give it to God. And it's such a weight off of your mind, your soul. You're fighting these battles that were never meant for you to fight in the first place. And, you know, I reminded of a song, you know, growing up, all with needless pains we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. And, you know, when I thought about that, I said, I carry everything to God in prayer. Like, I honestly do. But at the prayer, I lie to you not. I will pick everything up that I supposedly gave to God in prayer and try to figure it out myself. And and I'm not saying that now that I don't, you know, have that little anxious feeling in the pit of my stomach, you know, because I'm still not working, you know, I'm trying to handle things. I'm trying to live and take care of my grandbabies and trying to be present you know. And sometimes, you know, I thank God that he's allowed me to be able to control that to an extent, you know. And I realize if today I'm hurting, you know, I'm hurting. But I thank God that he has blessed me so that I don't sink. I no longer sink into that depression, you know. I don't have that chronic anxiety and panic attack anymore. You know, if I have a moment, it's a very short-lived moment. And, you know, do my mind wander sometimes? Yes, it does. But I'm able to, like, immediately pull myself out of that. And, you know, I was telling somebody the other day, I say, you know, one thing about the enemy, you know, if he can't take you out, his next step is to wear you out. And if he can't wear you out, then he moves on to friends and families and whoever will allow him to work in them. And, you know, I'm at the place where, you know, I want the enemy to know that, yeah, you done tried. You know, I lost my job again. I lost my daughter, you know, the relationship and a few other things done happened. And I'm like, aren't you tired yet of bothering me? Because everything that was sent to destroy me and to even take my life, everything that you tried to do to kill me, I survived 100% of everything that the enemy has sent my way. And, you know, when I was reading this Acts 27, you know, I realized, yeah, the ship has been wrecked, and I done found the piece of the shipwreck, and I'm in this water fighting to survive to get to the other side. And, you know, I've realized that. Have I been in a big fight? Yeah, I've been in a big fight. A fight that wanted to take my life, steal my joy, make me forget who God is and what he is and what he can do, what he will do. And I know what he will do. He will never leave me nor forsake me. And I'm feeling like this perfect storm that I am in. And although I don't think it's a perfect storm, but it is the perfect storm. It's a perfect storm in that in the midst of the storm, God is molding me. He's making me. He's renewing me. He's giving me what I've been fighting all along. Because again, you know, I wanted to do things my way. I wanted God to bless, you know, what I was doing. And this storm is gonna carry me to the other side of my destiny. And if I can say one thing to anybody, if you're in a big fight, God is about to give you big favor. And I don't think that anything that I've gone through or I'm going through is going to be in vain. Everything that I'm going through is it's not just for Cheryl. Am I in it? Yeah. But I know that everything that God is lining up, you know, putting everything in place, rebuilding the foundation so that I can stand firm. And, you know, you got to, you know, I was thinking about, you know, the whole armor of God. You have to carry the whole armor of God. Because when the fight come, you need to be suited and booted. You just have to be. And when you're not, the enemy knows when you're not suited and booted, because your defenses are down. Your defenses are down, and you give him space to do what he needs to do, you know, because the devil is, you know, one thing about the enemy that I've realized, that he's always on his job. Trust me, he's always on his job, and he gonna do what he need to do. And, you know, the scriptures say, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's scheme. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the whole armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground after you have done everything to stand. Stand firm with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. You have to be armored up. You have to protect your peace, because the mind is the devil's battleground. If he can get to your mind, you know, most of the times he feel like he's won, because it takes you to the depression, the anxiety, the suicidal thoughts. You know, where's God? Why aren't you doing anything for me? I'm not doing too good, God. Like, why wouldn't you let me do this? And why wouldn't you let me do this? And, you know, every step of the way in this journey, you know, I'm not even going to say that I understand everything that God has, you know, allowed to happen. And some things, you know, I take full ownership, because some things in my life that's happened because of my disobedience. But also, I believe that God allowed the heartbreak to come so that he can heal me, and this time allow him to fix me up, you know, because a lot of times when we experience betrayal and heartbreak and stuff, you know, we go to the next and we just put a Band-Aid over the wound. And this time God is saying, no, we're going to the operating room this time, because, you know, if I allow it to go on, it's going to get infected. And, you know, all the time is, you know, there's no coming back from it. And, you know, I thank God that God has, you know, allowed me, gave me another chance. And I, you know, I was thinking, you know, this season of my life I'm in is going to be in a testimony that I'll be able to use to inspire others and, you know, say, baby, I stood exactly where you are and I made it. And it may seem impossible, but one day when you finally win, you will be the very reason someone else keeps fighting. And every season of our life has a purpose. And I admonish you, although it may not feel good, it has a purpose. And you have to trust that God is in the boat. You know, I always say, you know, as long as he's asleep on the boat, you know, I got a feeling that everything's going to be all right. And that's on those days when I don't have a feeling that everything's going to be all right. And it's crazy because we know he's here. And I must say that God has been very quiet concerning me on a lot of things. And, you know, I know he's listening and he's hearing, you know, everything that I'm saying and I'm crying out to God. And, you know, I think I said it in a couple podcasts ago that, you know, I really feel like God is saying what you know now is enough to get you to the next step. And then once you get there, I'll come in and I'll give you instructions. And, you know, I was thinking, you know, I went from thinking that I've lost everything, including my mind some days. I went from thinking that this was the end for me, only to realize that God was giving me another chance to start over. And, you know, at the beginning of 2023, I think I told y'all before, you know, my motto for the year was like, I win. And I didn't know at the time, you know, I had started some things and, you know, I was in a good space. I was feeling good. And, you know, I was just, you know, feeling optimistic about it. And when I tell you from January 14, 2023, all hell had broke loose, it did. And I was like, I still kept saying it, you know, I win 2023, I win, I win. And 2023 went and it got worse and the child died, lost a job and relationship and trying to rebuild it and life was lifing, you know. Now, a year and a half later, you know, it's like God was saying, Cheryl, you know, you might have won the battle, but you haven't won the war. And yeah, it was just crazy to me that, you know, I was praying, I was, you know, as they say, manifesting and asking God to, you know, raise me up and make me a powerhouse. And God was just showing me different things. And the shipwreck happened. And I have been swimming on the broken parts of the ship. And I am making it on broken pieces. Because even trying to get to shore on the broken pieces, within that I see God's mercy and love surrounding me. And you know what? It can be when you can't swim and you in the ocean, and I don't care what you on, you know, you're going to panic, you know, because there's still sharks in the water and, you know, the elements, and you don't know. And even, you know, my sharks have been suicide and depression and anxiety and panic attacks, and, you know, people that you love have come up against you, and you know, God has just shown you, you know, who can go with you in the next season of your life. And it don't always feel good, but you got to trust that God knows and sees. He knows what he's doing. And, you know, I can't say I've made it to shore, but I know that everything that was meant to break me, I have survived, I will survive. And until I reach shore, I thank God for the broken pieces that is helping me to the shore. You know, it's been sometimes I cried more than I prayed. Sometimes I was angry with God because why would he let me go through all of this? And, you know, I thank God because now I can, you know, when I think about things that I've wanted and things I wanted to do my way, you know, and I sat down one day and I asked God, am I supposed to understand any of this? And, you know, and maybe it's not for me to understand, you know, maybe, just maybe, that God is just saying, you don't have to understand. Only thing I'm asking you to simply do is trust me, because I know the way to your destination may not be ideal. It may not be what Cheryl would want to go through. But God said, I know the plans that I have for you, not to harm you. And it, some days it can feel like that. And take all your broken pieces, all your broken pieces, even in the middle of it, in the middle of everything you're going through, and you just on that plank trying to survive the storm. And the weight of the world, and seem like everything and everybody has come against you. Take all your broken pieces and give God your full surrender. And because you go give God your full surrender, that doesn't mean that you're not going to have a bad day. It doesn't mean that you're not going to cry. It doesn't mean that you're not going to feel some type of way some days, because you will, because you don't understand. But it doesn't change what you deal with, but it will change how you deal with it. Just allow God to be God. Allow God to do what he needs to do in your life, because you can make it on broken pieces. I'm a living witness that you can make it on broken pieces, and you will, because God will never bring you to what he won't walk you through. So I said on my TikTok page all the time, whatever your it is, give it to God. If you're hanging on by a thread, give it to God. He knows, he sees, and just because he's not fixing it your way, you better thank God he's not fixing it your way. Because, you know, every fix that I've had, it's been a temporary fix. And it's been sorrow behind the fix. And every day, it gets a little lighter. And every day, no matter how big or small, I am seeing God show up in my life. And a lot of times we get stuck in places that we were only meant to pass through. Every place in your life that you want to get comfortable and stay there, it's not always meant for you to stay there. Sometimes it's just a pass-through situation. Sometimes God has you in a space in that moment or that season to help somebody, and then it's time to move on. So even if you thought you would be somewhere a long time in the relationship, in the marriage, at the job, in the friendship, whatever it is, if God removes it, he sees something that you don't see. And even if it's not anything, sometimes God just says it's time to move on, because you've learned what I need you to learn here. Now it's time to move on. So again, gather up all your broken pieces. Everything in your life that you feel like you can't get a handle on, And if you can get a handle on it, and it's still not working out too great, but everything in your life that's not what God wants for you. And we know when we're something that God's been trying to get us to let release or let go of, just let it go. Because one thing I can tell you, that if you do it when God says do it, you might cry, but you won't cry for a long time. But if you don't, instead of crying for a short time, baby, you'll be crying for a long time. So I admonish you to let go of whatever God is saying let go of, because God never takes anything away without replacing it with something better. And again, remember that you can make it on broken pieces. That storm that you're in is going to carry you to the other side of your destiny. And if you're in a big fight, God is about to give you big favor. And everything that you're going through, you're still in the water. You're swimming ashore. But God gave you a plank. And it's God's protection and mercy, even in dangerous situations. And I am very big on being still and knowing that He is God. He said He will be exalted among the heathens, and He will be exalted in the earth. And the only thing He's asking you in your brokenness is to trust Him with all the broken pieces in your life. Hang on to that plank, because you will get to the shore. And trust and be still and know that God is God. I love you all. And again, thank you so much for listening to Surviving Grief. And as always, I love you guys. This has been a blessing to me, and I pray that it's been a blessing to you as well. Have a good week, and I love you all.